Human behavior has always been a mystery. Why do people do what they do? Why do they react one way when we expected something else? How do we learn to understand, connect with, enroll, engage, align with people most effectively? Hi, I'm Christine Comeford, founder of Smart Tribes Institute, and welcome to our Smart Tribes Crack the Behavior Code podcast. In each episode, you'll learn practical, easy-to-use tools to better understand and change human behavior. These tools will help your team outperform, out-engage, outsell the competition. In other words, to become a smart tribe. Oh, and you'll find these tools super helpful in your personal life too. Let's go.
Ambiguous or unspoken agreements often cause pain. Lots of it. Today, let's talk about three essential employer-employee behavioral agreements. Now, back to those ambiguous, unspoken agreements and why they're so problematic. Well, this is why more and more organizations are actually creating agreements for expectations of one another. These aren't employment agreements. These are behavioral agreements. These agreements are like codes of conduct. They help an employee both be easy to manage as well as to bring their personal best. As a leadership and culture coach, I'm often asked by leaders to change their people. And they want their team to care more or be more present, more accountable, have greater ownership, have more creativity, more problem solving, greater performance in a specific area. They think they have a sales problem, an operations problem, and attention to detail problem, a whatever you want to call it problem, but they actually don't. In my experience over the past 35 years, there's only really one type of problem, and that's a leadership problem. Either the person isn't leading themselves or their leader isn't leading them. Now, if the leader isn't leading their team or the individuals on their teams to the desired behaviors, well, this brings us back to understanding expectations of one's behavior. And also, of course, the attention and investment that leaders make in cultivating their team. If an individual isn't performing well, look to their leader. If an individual is dissatisfied with their job, look to their leader. If an individual is feeling disengaged, look to their leader. Now, I want us also to look at our own personal leadership. Are we expecting our leader to fix things for us, or are we rising up and leading ourselves? Chances are good, either our leaders aren't investing in us, or we're not investing in us. But wait a second, doesn't the individual have to participate too? Yeah, that's why I'm talking about we have to lead ourselves as well and not just passively expect our leader to fix everything. We're all in this together. So let's get clear on each person's role in the system. There are three jobs all leaders and employees have. Let's talk about who owns what. Job number one, foster engagement continuously. The leader's job here is to make sure the employee understands the organization's mission, vision, values, and how to connect to them and model them. The leader's job also is to model the mission, vision, values every single day, talk about them, praise people for honoring them and their behavior, provide an impact description for each role so everyone knows how they support the mission, vision, values, and how they contribute to the organization. You know what, guys? On the show page, let me put an impact description example. Okay, cool. Also, the leader needs to pay attention to their people and give them feedback. And if you guys haven't looked at the feedback frame lately, we're going to put the feedback frame infographic on the show page because I really want to make sure everybody's in communication. Okay, what's the employee's job? When it comes to fostering engagement continuously, the employee also needs to do something, or associate, or whatever you call your people. understand the company's mission, vision, values, and how they can connect to them. Be a role model of at least three of the values. Let's assume that there are five or six. More than that's kind of overkill. The employee also brings ideas for how to improve things, solve problems, reduce stress for their leader. The employee's job also is, if any of the above that I just mentioned are unclear, to ask their leader for help, to be proactive, and also to give their leader feedback to help them grow their engagement. So if you're feeling disengaged, give your leader feedback so your leader can help you get more engaged. Okay, number two, job number two. Optimize execution and results. Leader's job, prioritize and explain why we're doing what and when and the impact it has for us all. Help the team understand how to do it if they get stuck and encourage them to seek input. Optimize high value added activities. Minimize low value added activities. In case you guys are saying, what is she talking about? We're going to put the tutorial on the show page, the high value added, low value added. Do it with your people at least every 90 days. Do it yourself at least every 90 days. Okay, leader's job. Let's continue on job number two, optimizing execution and results. Understand and communicate dependencies, contingencies, needle movers, goals, OKRs, KPIs, whatever you call them, so everyone's clear. So we all need to know what could interrupt execution and how to navigate around it and prevent it. Leader's job also, keep communication flowing so everyone can do their best. Note the metaprograms and SBM triggers of your colleagues and team. Communicate in them during stressful times. All right, so on job number two, optimize execution and results. What's the employee's role here? Think things through, be proactive, ensure priorities are clear. Be present in your interactions to save everyone time and ensure things are done right the first time. One and done, right? Understand the outcomes your team and leader want. And if you don't understand those outcomes and how they align with the organization's outcomes and how they align with the other teams, then ask your leader, because we want those contingencies and dependencies to be navigated effectively. Employee's job also, if progress toward outcomes isn't happening or if anything's unclear, ask your leader for help. And then if your leader isn't clearly prioritizing, give them feedback to help them improve. Your leader wants to improve. Help them. I love when people give me a feedback frame. I do have to ask for them. People don't offer them very often. Okay. Job number three, grow and learn together. The leader's job, help your people map out individual development plans so they can see how they can grow at the organization. Okay, we're going to put an IDP on the show page, IDP example. Work with talent or HR or people, whatever you call it, to ensure your team has clear, impactful, ongoing learning plans and opportunities. Help your team collaborate with other teams in your organization. Give your team opportunities to shine across the organization and increase their status, visibility to other leaders. Identify ways the team can be more impactful to the business. Enroll the team in identifying and optimizing process changes that will improve effectiveness. And normalize feedback and make it comfortable versus confrontational. All right, job number three, grow and learn together. What does the employee need to do? Ask your leader to advocate for your team individually and collectively with people outside the team. Take responsibility for shortcomings. Give credit to team members when they deserve it. Share and celebrate wins. Point out opportunities for your leader to be vocal about individual accomplishments that might not be visible outside the team. Envision and plan how you specifically can deliver value to the organization in a specific period of time, and then do it. Continuously invite feedback on your performance. Offer it to your leader on their performance. Note the metaprograms and SBM triggers of your colleagues and leaders. Communicate in them during stressful times. So what's the net-net? Behavioral expectations help everyone get the results they want. Both leaders and their direct reports must agree to your code of conduct. We're all in this together. The only type of problem is a leadership problem. So again, the three essential things we all have to do with each other: foster engagement continuously, optimize execution and results, and grow and learn together. We're all in this together. All right. Thanks so much, guys, for joining me today.
Thanks for joining me on this episode. Every listen, every share, every review helps others form their own smart tribes where teams are engaged, happy, and optimally performing. Together, you and I can help millions of people crack the behavior code in their organizations, families, and communities. I invite you to take 2 minutes and head over to smarttribesinstitute.com to discover more about how to form a smart tribe. See you there, and please tell your friends.